Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Cold War: A New History by John Lewis Gaddis offers a clear, big-picture account of the global confrontation that shaped the second half of the 20th century. Written by one of the most respected historians of the era, the book explains how the United States and the Soviet Union moved from uneasy wartime partnership to ideological rivalry, proxy conflict, and persistent nuclear tension. Gaddis emphasizes decision-making, personalities, and the way leaders interpreted risk and power, while keeping the narrative accessible for general readers. Instead of treating the Cold War as a series of disconnected crises, he presents it as an evolving system of competition that played out across Europe, Asia, the Middle East, Africa, and Latin America. The story highlights how containment, deterrence, propaganda, and alliance politics interacted with decolonization and domestic pressures. The result is a concise history that helps readers understand why the Cold War lasted so long, why it rarely turned hot between superpowers, and how it ultimately ended. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from Allied victory to rivalry, a central theme is how the post-World War II settlement quickly produced distrust rather than lasting cooperation. The book traces the breakdown of the wartime alliance through competing security goals. The Soviet Union sought buffers after devastating invasions, while the United States promoted open markets and political pluralism, fearing that closed spheres would breed instability. Gaddis frames early Cold War tensions as choices made under uncertainty, shaped by different historical experiences and perceptions of threat. He explains how developments like the division of Germany, the consolidation of Soviet influence in Eastern Europe, and the American shift toward long-term engagement created a new strategic map. The narrative also highlights how ideology amplified these disputes, turning pragmatic security concerns into moralized struggles over the future of modernity. The emergence of institutions and policies, including the Marshall Plan and NATO on one side, and tighter Soviet bloc coordination on the other, are presented as attempts to lock in advantage and prevent vulnerability. By focusing on motivations and misread signals, the book shows why compromise proved difficult and why the initial years set patterns that persisted for decades. Secondly, containment, alliances, and the management of power. Gaddis explains containment not as a single tactic, but as a flexible framework that evolved across administrations and regions. The book shows how American strategy blended political, economic, and military tools to limit Soviet expansion while avoiding a direct superpower war. Alliances become a key instrument of this approach, creating structures that multiplied power but also required constant coordination and reassurance. The author explores the logic of building credibility, the challenges of burden sharing, and the risks of entrapment when partners pursued their own agendas. He also discusses how the Soviet Union built and maintained its own bloc, balancing control with the need for loyalty, and how internal strains affected its ability to compete. Throughout, the book emphasizes that Cold War statecraft involved managing fear as much as managing resources. Leaders had to signal resolve without triggering escalation, and they often relied on symbolic commitments, forward deployments, and political messaging to stabilize expectations. This topic clarifies why the Cold War produced long standoffs rather than rapid, decisive outcomes, and why shifts in alliance politics or perceptions of commitment could spark major crises even when neither side sought full-scale war. Thirdly, nuclear weapons and the logic of deterrence. Another major focus is how nuclear weapons transformed international politics by making total war catastrophic, yet making coercion and brinkmanship more tempting. Gaddis describes the emergence of deterrence as a system in which preventing war depended on convincing an adversary that war would be suicidal. The book examines the arms race as both a technological contest and a psychological one, with each side seeking survivable forces and reliable command systems, while also trying to shape the other side's calculations. It shows how doctrines and deployments, including second strike capabilities and extended deterrence for allies, created stability in some moments but also intensified anxiety in others. The narrative connects nuclear strategy to political leadership, illustrating how individual judgments about risk, credibility, and domestic opinion could affect crisis behavior. While emphasizing that nuclear fear restrained direct superpower conflict, the book also explores the paradox that nuclear stalemate could push competition into other arenas, including proxy wars and covert operations. By presenting deterrence as an imperfect but powerful constraint, Gaddis helps readers understand why the Cold War remained cold between Washington and Moscow, even as it produced repeated confrontations and persistent global tension. Fourthly, proxy wars, revolutions, and the post-colonial world. Gaddis highlights how decolonization and national revolutions expanded the Cold War beyond Europe, turning local conflicts into tests of superpower influence. The book explains that many leaders in Asia, Africa, and Latin America pursued their own priorities, sometimes using superpower competition to gain resources or security, and sometimes becoming victims of outside intervention. This topic covers the way ideological narratives of liberation and anti-imperialism intersected with strategic concerns like access, credibility, and regional balance. The United States and the Soviet Union often interpreted complex civil struggles through a binary lens, which could produce overreaction or misguided commitments. Gaddis connects these conflicts to broader Cold War dynamics, showing how setbacks or perceived humiliations in one region affected policies elsewhere. He also discusses how proxy wars revealed the limits of power, since military superiority did not guarantee political legitimacy or stable outcomes. The human costs and moral ambiguities of intervention are part of the story, as are the ways insurgency, state building, and internal repression shape results more than superpower intentions. By treating the developing world as central rather than peripheral, the book demonstrates how global transformation and local agency drove the Cold War's most violent episodes. Lastly, crisis, reform, and the end of the Cold War. The final major topic is why a conflict that seemed permanent ended with surprising speed. Gaddis emphasizes that the late Cold War combined external pressure, internal economic weaknesses, and ideological fatigue within the Soviet system. He explains how leadership choices mattered, especially reforms that aimed to modernize the Soviet Union, but instead loosened the mechanisms of control holding the empire together. The book explores how diplomacy, arms control initiatives, and shifting public expectations created openings for de-escalation. It also highlights the role of Eastern European movements and the declining willingness of Moscow to use force to maintain dominance, which altered the cost calculus of maintaining the bloc. Gaddis presents the endgame as more than a single event, describing it as a chain reaction in which policy shifts, political legitimacy, and economic realities interacted. The West's strategy is shown as a mix of patience, pressure, and opportunistic engagement, with leaders balancing triumphalism against the need for stability during rapid change. This topic helps readers grasp how systems collapse when incentives and beliefs shift, and why the Cold War ended not through a superpower battle, but through transformation from within. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want an authoritative, readable overview of the Cold War without getting lost in specialist debates. Students, general history readers, policy-minded professionals, and anyone trying to understand today's geopolitical language of deterrence, spheres of influence, and alliance credibility will gain practical insight. The main benefit to a reader's life is clarity. Gaddis connects crises, strategies, and leadership decisions into a coherent story that explains how fear and misperception can harden conflicts, and how patient diplomacy and institutional choices can reduce risk. That perspective supports better judgment about modern international tensions, where escalation control and narrative framing still matter. Compared with many Cold War histories that sprawl across volumes or focus narrowly on one region, this book stands out for its balance of global scope and narrative economy. It offers a strong synthesis that ties Europe, the nuclear balance, and the post-colonial world into a single explanatory arc. It is worth buying because it delivers a high signal summary from a leading scholar, providing context that complements more detailed case studies and making it easier to place any single crisis, leader, or doctrine within the broader logic of the era. If you would like to support John Lewis Gaddis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.